The peace of the Lord be with you. My friends, I have just one announcement and one prayer list addition to make from my end. Could be stuff on your end. The announcement is that we had too much snow to be able to clean up the leaves yesterday. So we've tentatively set up cemetery cleanup and the grounds cleanup for next Saturday, the 31st, Halloween, at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's supposed to be melting. It's supposed to probably rain a little bit and snow a little bit more, but I think by next Saturday, we should be good for cleaning up the leaves. Why don't we plan on it? I'll send out an email blast and let everybody know that we're doing it for sure or if it's getting changed. But next Saturday, the 31st at 10 o'clock. That's my one announcement. My one prayer list is not an addition because we added her during the service last week. That Maddie, who is Gail's granddaughter, she's been with us, I don't know, probably half a dozen times to worship and such. Anyway, she got COVID, tested positive last Saturday morning. And when I checked with Gail on Thursday, she was still suffering from the symptoms. So let's keep Maddie in our prayers and the whole family. So far, nobody else in the family has gotten sick. It seems like Maddie may have picked it up at work, but she's not positive. Keep praying for her and all the people who are struggling with COVID and the symptoms and the after effects. If there's anybody else who has a prayer list addition or update or any other announcements, Nick, pause this video and then take anything in. And Nick, then you want to write it down or get it to Jerry so he can add it to the prayer list or send it to me and I'll get it to Jerry. Okay, then as far as the liturgy this week goes and the service, I'd like to find out if you watched, or I want you to think about if you watched the debate on Thursday night. It's interesting because we all say that the debates are so important in a presidential election year. And what I find interesting about it is that the pundits say that the debates don't really change anybody's mind. If you're already going to vote for the one candidate, you're probably going to still vote for that candidate after the debate. Or the other candidate, you're still going to vote for that candidate after the debate. So the debate is about giving us information. And for those people who haven't yet made up their mind. But you're not going to change your mind. In fact, as an aside, I already voted. I voted what? I think I sent it in, dropped it off 4 or 5 weeks ago, my ballot, because I already know who I was going to vote for. Now, that doesn't mean I didn't watch the debate. I found it interesting. I wanted to see the interchanges. I wanted to see how they conducted themselves. I wanted to see how they answered the question. But it wasn't going to change my mind, and I knew that. Changing a person's mind is actually a very difficult thing to do. And even for ourselves, when we change our mind, it should be, and often is, a very complicated process. Now, it's not just when we're still making up our mind. It's when we actually change our mind. I thought this, and now I think this. Changing our mind is one thing. Now, changing our habits is even more difficult. Have you ever had to try to stop a bad habit or to start a good habit? That's really difficult to make that change in your everyday life. To change the way that you're thinking, if you want to change the way you're thinking or the habits that you have in thinking or the way you're speaking, that's actually very difficult to do. Trying to get somebody else to change their mind or change their habits is still another level of difficulty. Then, when you want to change a whole group of people's actions, thoughts, practices, very hard. Martin Luther changed a lot in the way that people practiced their faith. 500 and some years ago, he changed his mind. He decided that what he had been practicing, the habit that he'd been into as far as practicing his faith, wasn't right, and he changed his mind. He went on to try to change other people's minds, and in the end he did. In fact, he changed a very major institution. We celebrate today Reformation Sunday, the day when Martin Luther reformed, changed the church. I want you, as a way of celebrating this, think about a time when you changed something important in your life. Or, if you'd rather, think about something in your life right now that you would like to change. Martin Luther was able to make that change through the grace of God. We too can make changes through the grace of God. Let's spend a moment and think about a change that we have made and how God is involved in it, or a change we'd like to make and ask God to be involved in it, to reform something, to shape again something in our lives. So we spend a moment to think about that, to enter into the spiritual moment of change and how God's grace can change each of us. And we pray. Father God, the one who is in heaven, we know that you change lives. You change the world. You've changed the course of history. We invite you into our life and our world and into our histories to change them. Change them so that they may align more closely with your will. Change our lives and the world around us so that we can be more like you, to be more like you would like us to be single-minded, focused, to deepen our relationship with you and how we relate to the people around us. In our service this morning, as we sing and as we pray, as we confess, as we proclaim, as we reflect, be with us. Help us to be aware of your presence and your grace so that we can have it change our heart, our mind, our very being, so that we can be more holy, more like your Son, more loving, more respectful. Father, we ask this through your Son, whose life and death changed our lives and the life of this world. We proclaim him to be our Lord, along with the Holy Spirit, who continually changes as he moves around us, surrounds us, and fills us. We ask this then in the name, your name, Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our God, forever and ever. Amen. Now, what Martin Luther wanted was to make sure that the practice of faith in the church was single-minded. He wanted to make sure the foundation was true. Our opening hymn this morning is the church's one foundation, which is Jesus Christ our Lord. As we sing this song, it's not just the church. And remember, church is not an institution. Church is you and me. It's us, the body of believers. So we want our foundation, collectively and individually, to be Jesus Christ. So as you sing the song, this is your foundation. It's my foundation. It's our foundation as individuals and as the body of believers, the church. Our opening hymn then, the church is one foundation.